Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
The Packers' 30-13 victory at Minnesota Sunday was a statement to the Vikings that the new boss in the NFC North is the same as the old boss.
The 110th renewal of the Porter battle was about credentials. Who's really in charge of the division? Early on, the Packers began to show their mettle, containing the NFL's leading rusher, Adrian Peterson, on this 3-yard loss in the second quarter. All Day managed just 45 yards rushing with a long gain of 11 yards all day and one touchdown. For much of the first half, Green Bay's offense settled for Mason Crosby field goals in building a 9-6 advantage against a stout Minnesota defense. But late in the second quarter, the old boss began to impose his will on the new boss. Rodgers' shot to Randall Cobb just before halftime gave Green Bay a 10-point lead, changing the complexion of the contest. One of the aspects of the Packers' passing game that had been missing for much of the 3-game losing streak was the ability to make the tough plays. Rodgers and James Jones did just that on this spectacular touchdown pass for a 14-point lead early in the fourth quarter. Eddie Lacy was back too. This 27-yard run early in the second quarter was an omen of good things to come. Lacy hit the century mark for the first time this season. While the Vikings and Packers are tied for first at 7-3, Green Bay's resounding win reestablished the Packers atop the division and confirmed what everyone in Minnesota probably knew. The road to the NFC North Championship runs through Green Bay.
If the victory at Minnesota was a defining moment for the Packers this season, they must take care of business the rest of the way, starting with their oldest rivals on what shapes up to be an emotional and historic Thanksgiving night in Lambeau Field. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrivee.